I think Newegg is trying to bribe me to keep this story quiet.
They changed the story a few times.
I contacted you and you just let it fall by the wayside.
And honestly, that's what it all boils down to, is time and money.
Newegg, the online retailer once celebrated for its tech offerings, is fighting for survival due to allegations and controversies. Newegg used to be the go-to place for gamers, but now gamers avoid Newegg like the plague. How does a billion-dollar company lose 99% of its value? From its humble beginnings to becoming a household name, Newegg's journey is nothing short of revolutionary. In this video, we will explore the incredible story of Newegg, from startup to sensation, from CPUs to customer satisfaction, and from billions to bankruptcy. But why was Newegg beloved in the first place? When Fred Chang created the company in 2001, he sought a name that symbolized hope and a new beginning for e-commerce, an industry struggling after the dot-com crash. So he chose Newegg, and the name was prophetic. Newegg was one of the first to take off in the gaming retail market. By 2005, Newegg had surpassed $1 billion in annual sales, but Newegg wasn't alone. Many companies were selling tech supplies and PC parts. So why were customers so loyal to Newegg? Well, for starters, their prices were often the best you could find, consistently beating out Best Buy and other giant retailers. But good pricing was just the beginning. Back in the 2000s, finding the right PC part on Amazon was aggravating, but Newegg's interface was tailor-made for tech enthusiasts. Newegg's shopping process was seamless. You could sort by generation and component and find exactly what you needed. Newegg would even tell you whether your PC components were compatible with each other. This is somewhat common today, but back in the 2000s, it was groundbreaking and customers loved it. Customers posted comments like, "Shopping for electronics on Amazon is frustrating and time-consuming. Newegg has extremely powerful search tools optimized for electronics and computer parts." 10 years ago, Newegg had everything easy to find on their site. They had great deals, friendly in-house support, and it was as close as one could get to a one-stop shop for computer hardware. This last comment also hints at the third thing Newegg did especially well. Their customer service was exceptional, shipping was always fast, and returns were hassle-free. Gamers shopped at Newegg because it was built for them. It served tech customers better than Amazon or any other retail giant could. Newegg was clearly the dominant player, but since then, things have turned for the worse. If you visit their website today, things might seem fine, but zooming out to the bigger picture tells us a whole different story. Since their IPO in 2012, their stock price has crashed from $99 to below 90 cents, a drop of over 99%. On websites like Glassdoor, Newegg sits at a 2.3-star rating from over 600 reviews. Past employees cite terrible, incompetent management, high risks of layoffs, high stress, and lower salaries than competitors. Even loyal employees share these troubles. In terms of positives, reviewers say there are really none, except some of the people there are great. And lots of great people and coworkers will share your plight and agony. Not a good look. But putting their stock and management issues aside, the most important question to ask is regarding their financials. Is the company making money? Well, up until 2019, they were a money-burning startup, but afterward, they started to make good profits, surpassing $30 million in 2020 and $36 million in 2021. This was likely due to the pandemic, but they were nonetheless on an upward trajectory. But then, things made a turn for the worst. Newegg started losing money again, but this was different. These losses were big and sudden. In 2022, they recorded a net loss of $57 million. In 2023, their net loss grew to $59 million. And that's not even the full picture. Looking deeper, in 2023, their total assets are $499 million, and their total debt is $369 million. This gives Newegg a debt-to-asset ratio of 0.74. For reference, a healthy company is around 0.4, meaning that Newegg is in a risky position. They carry a large proportion of debt, and their assets seem to be shrinking faster than their debt. As such, MacroAxess gives them a 35% chance of going bankrupt within the next 2 years. What's so fascinating is that things were very different just a few years ago. So why did their profits go into freefall just 1 year later? What happened? For the past decade, a storm was slowly brewing. Negative comments about Newegg started to pop up here and there. People began reporting strange support experiences, most of which had a consistent theme. One customer purchased two motherboards and received a faulty one and one in poor condition. But when they began the return process, their refunds were denied, with Newegg citing customer cost damage to CPU pins before sending the motherboards back to the customer. The only issue is that these pins were perfectly fine when the customer sent in the motherboards. Now, of course, even the best retailers can't get 100% customer satisfaction, but this was different. Newegg was denying returns on products that seemingly damaged themselves. And this story wasn't out of the ordinary either. Customers began compiling and sharing negative reviews of terrible customer support with similar themes. I spent close to $2,000 with them to build a system for a client. Never worked. Determined it was a bad stick of RAM, I specifically mentioned the damage to the rep on the phone, was told it would be no problem. Sent it back, and they denied the return, told me that they do not accept damaged returns. It arrived damaged. But Newegg didn't change, perhaps because of incompetence, but maybe for another reason. In their eyes, they didn't need to. They hold all the cards in the situation, and there's absolutely nothing I can do. But despite customers seeming powerless, everything was about to change for Newegg. One incident would catapult his negligence into the spotlight, which brings us back to 2022, when they stumbled onto one customer who would level the playing field.
Comes down to Newegg has, we feel, stolen $500 from my company.
In 2022, the YouTube channel Gamers Nexus returned an unused motherboard, which fell within Newegg's 30-day return policy. And Newegg's customer support reared its ugly head once again. Newegg denied the return and cited customer damage just like all the other complaints. But the thing was, Steve, the face of Gamers Nexus, never opened the box. This meant the product was damaged when Newegg sent it, or worse. This was the pebble that caused the avalanche. In a video that to date has over 1.5 million views, Gamers Nexus showed the aggravating customer support. But it gets even worse. In a follow-up video, Steve opened the returned motherboard and dug deeper. The return history showed that this was a faulty item sent to a supplier for a repair quote, only for it to be sold back to consumers.
So they told us that Newegg said, no, we don't want to pay $100 to repair the board. It got sent back to Newegg, and then they put it on the shelf and sold it to me. So, pretty good way to save $100. Let the customer deal with it.
The snowball was now in motion. Customers began to weigh in with their own experiences, eerily similar to Steve's. They were finally getting a platform to share their voices, and not just regular consumers either. Other YouTubers began sharing their terrible Newegg stories.
I think Newegg is trying to bribe me to keep this story quiet. Newegg sponsored two of our videos in 2020, never paid us for them. Newegg sponsored our charity stream in 2020 and then never gave the product that they sponsored to the winner. And instead, I had to personally give the product to the winner myself.
Then other YouTube channels and commentators all began to report on the story. Everyone was looking at Newegg and they went into panic mode. So they released a statement on Twitter. A very small number of returns may not have been thoroughly inspected, and these were unintentional process errors and isolated incidents. This only added fuel to the fire because these weren't isolated incidents. There was a pattern across all the returns, one that everyone could see.
At what point do we look at this and go, this couldn't possibly have been an error? This had to be malice.
There's got to be, I don't know what, there's got to be something in here that's illegal.
Newegg reached out to the impacted customers, including Gamers Nexus and UFD Tech. But ironically, this reveals one of the biggest issues with Newegg. Throughout the past decade, most customers would only get their issues resolved and their money back if they made enough noise. This wasn't Newegg changing, it was just damage control. Newegg only began to resolve the issues with Gamers Nexus and UFD Tech after they made public statements.
Step one to getting a refund from Newegg is spend 14 years building a YouTube following, and then step two is tweet at them.
They're not sorry for what happened. They're sorry they got caught and exposed. Newegg's fall came down to one thing. Newegg wasn't proactive, they were reactive. They only appear to make things right when under the spotlight. And even then, people aren't so sure. During the peak of the drama, Newegg's leadership agreed to meet Gamers Nexus in person. While a great gesture, most of the conversation had heavy corporate speak with little promise of real change.
Perhaps part of the problem here for Newegg, just analyzing it in a way that's designed to hopefully help them and other companies, is that a room full of executives could not commit on camera in an instant to open a simple mailbox.
But things aren't so simple. It's hard to blame leadership because the turnover is so high. Most of the executives had only been with the company for a matter of months, and it appears this trend of poor retention hasn't improved much either. And that brings us back to Newegg today. Has their reputation improved at all? Well, Newegg's repeat purchase rate has decreased from 31.3% to 29.2%. Their average order value has also declined from $411 to $379, which tells us one thing. Customers aren't coming back. They simply don't trust Newegg with important purchases anymore. Motherboards, graphics cards, CPUs are all fragile and expensive and often well over $379. The saddest part is that customers want Newegg to succeed.
For those of you who have Micro Center or some other alternative to Newegg and Amazon, that's great. But a lot of people, including us, really don't. And we don't want Amazon to just become a monopoly.
So can Newegg bounce back? Well, in their 2023 investor report, they outlined the reasons for this decline in business. This included conservative consumer spending in technology products, as well as lower profit margins and higher costs. While these factors are likely true, all of it dances around the most important issue. Somewhere along the road, Newegg neglected the most important thing, customers. Customer support is the backbone of these companies. It can turn an annoyed customer into a brand advocate, but it can also turn customers into brand detractors, publicly shaming and advocating for others to avoid them. The controversy and bad publicity are because of Newegg's negligence, apathy, and bad management, a decade of it. Despite this, Newegg has set out some alternative strategies. In 2022, they enacted more aggressive marketing and cut salary and other compensation costs by $12.7 million. This was the biggest reduction they made, which seems to be a step backward because, as we know, their sales continued to drop the following year. With their terrible turnover, reputation, and bad customer experiences, the future doesn't look so bright for Newegg. Newegg may have saved money with sloppy customer support and by cutting salaries and benefits. But these are just short-term solutions that don't address the root problem, their reputation. Ironic as it sounds, people miss the old Newegg. If you're interested in deeper dives, interviews with insiders, and exclusive tech analysis, you can sign up to our free weekly newsletter. Link is below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.